It's time for a Saskatchewan Quickie. Live from a field by Tufnell, it's Quick Dick McDick.
Well, we're back another Friday with our good friend of the province, Mr. Quick Dick McDick. What's going on out there, big guy?
Ben, well, hey, you know, man, we're just at it, you know, calving season. I don't know if Mother Nature got the memo or not, but it's supposed to be spring, so I don't know why we're back to the middle of winter temperatures again, but we live in Saskatchewan, so it doesn't matter. We're just going to deal with it, right?
Right.
But, you know, so we still don't have enough daylight here, you know, to mitigate the darkness during the night, during calving, and I don't know what's happened with the transition to flashlights in this country, Ben, because... I'll tell you what, I found myself a pretty sweet flashlight, you know what I mean? But, like, I remember way back in the day when you wanted to, like, have a light that would shine across a pen. You remember those ones that you'd have to plug a stretchy cord into your cigarette lighter in, and they'd be like, oh, yeah, you could shine it across the pen, and you plug it into your truck, and you could just feel the alternator draw down when you turn the thing on?
Sure.
And then you could get it across the pen just a little ways, and it wouldn't be that bad. Or you had those big, huge, red, ever-ready ones, and you had those big square batteries that would go in it. Have you seen those things?
Oh, yeah. Those things
like, cook. The battery is the size of my beard or bigger, and you're like, well, like, why? How's this thing? And now all of a sudden, we live in a world where you get these tiny little flashlights that fit in the palm of your hand, and they shine just as far with this one tiny little rechargeable battery. It's shocking. I'm shocked. I don't even know what to do. It fits in my pocket. I've run it for 3 nights without having to change a battery out on it. Ben, I just feel like I'm in some kind of a twilight zone right now.
You know what you need? They say that headlights are getting brighter. Just shine your high beams. Go hard.
But listen, the purr of the commons just doesn't do it for the ladies when I'm out in the pen. We're gonna stick with the flashlights for now, but I don't know. It's the only thing that gives me hope for the future with EVs is we finally got this far with flashlights this far. So maybe another 50 years we'll have electric vehicles figured out.
There it is, another Saskatchewan Quickie with Quick Dick McDick.